believe all this stuff from the American media. They're kooks. You know, all these people, oh, well, America, so much of America believes in killing babies. No, they don't. It's just scary out there to tell the truth about how you actually feel. Okay? Don't buy that trash. Now, stand up and be counted and say, no, I don't believe in that. You know, I'm going to do whatever it takes, you know, and I don't care what the governor says. I don't care what Swartz or whatever her name is says, or our Congress. I don't care. This is evil. This is evil. This is evil. Okay? Now, let me tell you this. If you've had an abortion, the same God that forgives me for my goofy sins will forgive you. Okay, always remember that. If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. That's it. Boom, boom, moving on. All right? That's important. But I think we need to understand, as you open your Bibles to Matthew 1, I started to prepare for today, and I was reading Matthew 1, and I don't have time to read the first 16 verses, but on every line of Matthew 1, 1 to 16, every line, there's one thing, sin. You got deceivers, you've got liars, you've got cheaters, you got prostitutes, you've got adulterers, you've got murderers, man, you name it, and it was in Jesus' family. So many people come to me, oh, but Pastor, I've got a dysfunctional family. And I'm like, welcome to the club. That's 100%, man. We're all messed up, all right? Enough of this functional family thing. I always ask everywhere I go, would the functional family please stand up? And nobody's ever stood up, you know? Every line is sin. I want you to get that. This is Jesus' family. Okay, I look back in my family, and they're probably all watching on television right now. There's a little bit of sin there. What I'm saying is that sin is just the dilemma of where we live in this world. Does everybody hear what I'm saying? Look around right now. Every person you see, nobody's looking around because nobody wants to get caught doing it, all right? Every person you see is caught up in this dilemma of sin. Is anybody awake today? All right. Remember, I'm a black preacher. I like response. All right. Is that right, Tyrone? You hear what I'm saying? Amen, brother. Although he was the one griping about a long funeral, not me. You know. But hear what I'm saying. This is reality. You know, I hear people and I understand. You don't understand what I've done. Well, you don't understand what I've done. Okay? And the moment you think you're better, well, I'm glad I didn't do that. Okay? Give God 10 minutes and he'll tell you about yours. And sin is sin. Sin is sin. All right? I know the church tries to put grades on it, but sin is sin. And the wages of sin is death. You got to get this. You got to understand this. And we're all in this mess. And you are never going to be pretty enough. You know, you are never going to give enough. You are never going to do enough to get yourself out of this mess. Is everybody with me here? Because somehow we've got to get this message out to this world that's a whole big mess. Here's the scary part to me. Sometimes they ain't no more of a mess than us. Is anybody here willing to admit that? You know, these people are bad. These people are bad. These people are bad. This preacher just went down. This happened in the church. This church is ripping. Now, you know, stop. Okay? We all come to Jesus on the same level. okay? We're all there. And I want you to get this. Bore this into your soul. Bore this into your soul. Because there's too many who are allowing Satan to tell them, well, your sin is worse than everybody else's. Let me help you with something. Your sin ain't no worse than my sin. Okay? Let me tell you the one difference, though. I've allowed Jesus Christ to become absolute Lord and Savior of my life. Doesn't mean I don't sin or I ain't struggle with sin. It means every fiber of my life wants that junk out. Does that make sense? All right? Now look at verse 17. Now remember, the first 16 verses were sin, 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 sin. All of a sudden in 17, it says, there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David. Okay. 14 from David to the exile to Babylon. 14 from the exile to the Messiah. I'm sorry. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. But does anybody else see something special there? Huh? You know, we look, sometimes we get our eyes on the first 16 verses and we go, oh man, what a mess. What a mess. What can I do? There's no getting out of this mess. What a mess. What a mess. And all of a sudden, Jesus said, now listen, 14, 14, and 14. Don't tell anybody I said this. But it was almost like God had a plan. Amen. It was almost like he knew that mess was going to happen. And he had a plan. He had a plan for that mess. And I hope you're listening this morning for two reasons. Number one, it's for you. And second, folks, we got to start taking this out to the lost and hurting world, our neighbors, friends, loved ones, our enemies, whoever. I say it again, we need to start taking this out to a lost world. They got no hope if you don't tell them about hope. Amen? This is so important for us to get. All of a sudden, They predict she was about 14 or 15. Little girl named Mary. And all of a sudden, she's kind of overcome. They call it an angel, whatever. And it says, listen, you're pregnant. I kind of relate to this, that little girl's what you were talking about. Could you imagine? Mary gone to Joseph and her parents and saying, yo, I'm pregnant. Okay, who's the dad? God. We make it cute. We have a cute little Christmas story with the manger and all that. You know, it is great. You know, it's a good story. Imagine if your daughter came home and said, hey, Dad, I'm pregnant. And God is the Father. You ever thought about that? Man, it's some tough stuff, you know? And Joseph, go to the next verse, please. Verse 20. Joseph was a good boy. And he was betrothed or engaged to be married to Mary. And he's not one to embarrass her. And you have to understand, it's not like today. Today, we celebrate a conception outside of wedlock. You know what they did back then? They killed you. And I'm not sure where we should land and all that and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is back then it was different. And after Joseph had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. Now think about this. Because what is conceived in her is from God. Wow. Okay, sin, plan. The miraculous Messiah is conceived from nothing. Miraculously. Hallelujah. Did you ever wonder how you got saved? From nothing. Out of nowhere. Because the bottom line is you didn't deserve it. It ain't something you can develop. You can't take a course. Verse 21, please. She will give birth to a son, and you will, and you are to give him the name Jesus, which actually in the Greek is Yeshua, okay? See, Pastor Jesus thought he made up the name, but it was way before him, okay? And kids, if you don't know, Pastor Jesus, this is why I go around telling everybody, Jesus goes to my church. And his birthday really is on December 25th. Jesus, Yeshua, Joshua, who led his people out of that land of slavery into that land of promise. Amen. 1 to 16, sin. 17, plan. He's conceived miraculously from nothing, nowhere. You're going to have a son. You name him Joshua, deliverer. The one who sets us free, the one who saves us, because he will save his people from their sin. Sounds like a good plan to me. You see, I don't know about you, but I've got friends, I've got family, I've got neighbors, I've got those around me who really don't understand how in the world am I going to get out of this mess I am in. My mind is a mess. My heart is a mess. My emotions are a mess. My marriage is a mess. My finances are a mess. Anybody else got any others? No, seriously. It's a big deal. It's a really, really, really big deal. And the bottom line is, kids, are you listening? This is what Christmas is really all about. I dare you, during Christmas, tell somebody that doesn't know about the love and grace of Jesus Christ, doesn't know this story, tell them how much God loves them, that he miraculously conceived and sent his son to come and die for them, rise again for them, send his Holy Spirit, and wants to save them from that mess. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's why church gets on my nerves, because lots of times that's not what church is about. Amen? Did you ever go to church and feel like people are looking at you like, oh, you're not one of us? When people do that to me, I go, thank the Lord. But kids, we got to break this bondage. We got to break this crust. We've got to become a group of people that every person who's stuck in that dilemma of sin, that we're able to tell them, Me too. I've been there. I struggle there. Satan wants to keep me there. He tells me how bad I am. He tells me I'm never going to be able to get out of this mess. But hallelujah, Jesus was conceived. Jesus was born. Jesus was born in a barn, which is even less than me. Amen. That's important. That's important. And he was born to save me from my sin. That's what every one of these little girls need to hear that come into Mercy Crisis Pregnancy Center. That's what everyone who, the 1,000 people who come into this building every day to bring their children to be loved and nurtured and educated. That's what they need to hear. Amen? Amen. You know, those people in your neighborhood, that's what they need to hear. Every one of them. Every one of them. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are we going to do it? Or are we just going to talk about it at church? Every one of us. I know Deb, that is your name, right? I forget names. I'm so sorry. I almost called her Donna. I don't know why I almost called her Donna. Deb's not the only one that has this opportunity. You have this opportunity. Any of y'all got nutcase relatives? Any of us not have nutcase relatives? That's our opportunity. Amen? Amen? This is so important. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to end this way, if you don't mind. There is a whole sinful world coming at Deb and Mercy Crisis Pregnancy Center. I never thought that we would come to the point in the United States where life is a dirty word. You, any of y'all ever thought we'd get there? You know? But we're there. I want you to understand there is a well-developed plan to close and destroy Mercy Crisis Pregnancy Center. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay. It's evil. And anybody that's part of that is evil. And if they want to talk to me about it, tell them to call me and I'll talk to them about it. Okay. We've got to stand. We've got to quit being wimps. When people talk about this, you say, no, that's not abortion. I love the part. Well, this is about ladies, medical. No, it's not. No, it's not. This is about little babies who, if we allow it, you're going to kill, murder, and destroy. See, I'm not as nice as you. I'm sorry. I want us to end. I'm going to ask Deb to sit here. And do you want a chair too, or can you stand behind? All right, okay. And I want us to lay hands on her. And I want us to anoint her. And I want us to pray for her and Mercy. Okay? And pray that God Almighty would be glorified in Mercy and that the enemies of Mercy would be destroyed. Amen. Not pushed back. I like the parts of the Bible, stuff like God knocked their teeth out. Anybody else? Huh? You know? That's called redneck Christianity. But it's there. So, Deb, please come. And husband, I'll remember your name someday. And church, come surround them, please. And what is your name? Huh? Merlin. That's right. Magician. Okay, magician. Our Father, we don't understand sin, and that's good. We don't understand how somebody could see killing a baby as a positive. I understand dilemmas. I understand struggles. I understand fear. I understand all of that. But I also understand that the evil one is at the center of this attack. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would anoint Deb and Mercy from on high. Amen. That, Lord, you would give them grace. That, Lord, you would give them power. That, Lord, you would give them finances. That, Lord, you would give them people. That, Lord, you would give them everything they need to stand strong. Stand up and not back down one inch from the love, the tenderness, the kindness that they show these young ladies who get pregnant. I understand it's a dilemma, but I also understand it's a dilemma for the church, because if we're going to gripe about abortion, we need to be the ones to make sure that we're there to love these kids through this situation. Amen. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for Deb and Merlin right now, because he's right there with her. he feels it. And sometimes it's difficult for him to watch. And Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says that if we bind Satan, he is bound. So we bind Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would absolutely lift Mercy up in a mighty and powerful and wonderful way. And Father, right now, we will give you glory, honor, and praise for all you're going to do in 2024 through this wonderful, powerful ministry. Father, make us their partner. Father, if they need anything, Father, help us to do whatever it takes to make sure they have whatever they need to do the ministry that they have been called to. Bless us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray for our church. We have a lot of people who speak both English and Spanish. Some kind of a Spanglish.
Amen.
and they can cook.
Yes.
So Lord, help us to know where we fit. Help us to know how we fit. Help us to know exactly what your will is for us to minister to Deb and Merlin and the staff and everyone at Mercy. Amen. Father, thank you. Bless you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your glory. Thank you, Lord. And it's in your Son's name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you.
Hey, thank you for watching, listening, and subscribing. Our hope is that this content will point to the person who can heal and transform your life. That person is Jesus. If you would like to learn more about him and how to become healthy in every area of your life, we would like to give you access to Right Now Media. This is the world's largest video streaming library of biblical resources and entertainment. It's completely free. We already paid this subscription for you. Scan the QR code if you're watching, or find the link in the description below. Again, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.